Blog Talk Radio.
She's passionate and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Welcome to the show. This is Coach Anna McCoy and my co-host, Shauna Stallworth. Today, we are talking about, we're jump-starting our month for the month of April, where we're talking about renewal, revival, refreshing, and it's just going to be awesome. So it's time, you know, we've been into this for the year of 2010, going into our fourth month, ending our first quarter, going into the second quarter. We're going to recommit, reconsider.
Reposition.
We're going to re a lot of things.
Realign,
revive it. We're going to do something. So today we want to talk a little bit about decluttering our lives, you know, trying to figure out how we need to declutter and how we need to get rid of some of the stuff that we have when it comes to some of the things that are going on in our lives and some of the stuff we have. We're going to declutter the stuff. One of my good friends, Pastor Jerome Duke, said to me one day, he says, get rid of the stuff. And just get rid of the stuff. And the stuff is sinful things unfit for faith.
Oh.
You know, that's one stuff when we talk about spirit. Mm-hmm. Now, when we talk about, when we talk about our just things in our lives, we can start to think about what are some of the other stuff that we need to get rid of in our lives. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So we want to invite you into Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth, and we want to encourage you to visit our website at womanactnow.com so that you might become a member and get your life decluttered. Decluttered in your mind, decluttered in your surroundings. I mean, I got some decluttering to do. You know what I'm saying? I might have to turn the camera around to see all the decluttering I did do. It didn't look like I did any decluttering.
Well, working on it.
My God, I pulled all these books out of my office. Must have been 100 or 200 of them. And I tell you, it doesn't look like anything was decluttered. So that means I still have to go back. So I want to share a few things with you today. Shauna and I, we were talking about on the plane about decluttering our life, and we're going to give you some challenges on this month on how to declutter your life. And we want some individuals who might have some ideas. We want you to share with us what you might have in mind when it comes to decluttering your life. So the first things first is that let's talk about how we recognize that we need to declutter our lives, Shauna.
When you start seeing an overflow.
An abundance, an overflow of inventory. We call it inventory in your life. Inventory can come in all different forms.
Yes, it can.
So let's talk about some of those forms. I'm looking at a lot of inventory right now, Shauna. For instance, when I look on my shelf in my office, I see a lot of inventory, like journals and tablets and all of these different things. Mm-hmm. There's an overflow. And so when we're talking about renewing and repositioning, recommitting, reviving, refreshing, you know, all of these things that we already have it, but we just need to just a little bit more of something, or to, you know, reposition it or do something with it. Mm-hmm. And so when I think about all of this inventory, I think that's the place that I want to start when it comes to renewal, is looking at your life. Mm-hmm. And many of us, we oftentimes, we may not recognize how important it is. And, you know, spring cleaning is here for a reason, mm-hmm. you know. It's here for a reason. For this purpose is to help us to reframe, mm-hmm. to review, to reposition ourselves for what we have to do. And you know what? 90 days go by very, very quickly. And it's pretty amazing to me when I think back and I review
mm-hmm.
what's been going on in these first 90 days. We start off real excited
mm-hmm.
about the new year, and then something happens. We get in a remote
mm-hmm.
or cruise control
mm-hmm.
With our lives, and then today we're going to say, okay, it's time to wake up again,
mm-hmm.
and all of the birds are singing, the leaves are growing, the flowers are blooming, and you know, there's a reviving going on. The
right.
seasons are coming alive. So when I think about this whole idea of renewal, taking this month just to renew our spirit, to renew our mind, to maybe renew our body if necessary,
mm-hmm.
to take some time to relax, to refresh, to reposition, then you know what? The first thing that I think of is that in order for me to revive, I think I need to declutter my life. I need to
mm-hmm.
start dealing with things on the outside. So we're going to try to make it a little bit easier for you, is we're going to deal with the things on the outside first.
Okay.
Before we get to this place where we're going to renew our spirit. If anybody is like me, and if you're really trying to get something accomplished, the first thing, I mean, I feel great about who I am and who
mm-hmm.
and what I'm doing, but oftentimes if my environment is not adequate, whether it's
yeah.
in my bedroom, whether it's in the kitchen, whether it's if I'm trying to be creative, to renew, to
mm-hmm.
Revive an idea,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, do any of that, I have to get my environment right.
Yeah.
So the first thing that we want to challenge you, we're going to talk about decluttering some parts of our lives.
Yeah.
And the first thing that I want to challenge our ladies to do in this week, and we'll talk about it a little bit on our 15 minutes to destiny call. So members, if you're listening to me, I want you to remind me of what we were decluttering.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, or between now and Monday, or now and next Thursday, we are going to declutter we are simply going to declutter our makeup bags.
Okay.
Now, come on now, ladies. You need to talk to me. How many of you have decluttered that makeup bag, that makeup kit, that makeup drawer? She didn't say mine. Or your makeup in your purse. You know the stuff that's at the bottom of the purse?
Definitely.
You know that's wearing you out. You may not understand how it's impacting your ability to give birth to those dreams and visions when you can't find that lipstick. Don't you love it when you go to some of these women organized events and they always have these little kind of icebreakers and they start going around the table and they'll say, they'll do a treasure hunt in your purse.
Mm, I have.
And they start.
That one.
They have everybody sitting around a table, and you say, "Who's got the most lipstick?"
Mm-hmm.
I think one I was at, the woman had 14, any kind of lipstick,
in
anything for the lips. Yes. You know, you carrying this big old purse. Number one, you need to downsize and you need to simplify.
Yeah.
So, and that's what this is about. This month is learning how to simplify. When I think of simplification in my life, I had the opportunity of going to Jamaica this past summer, and the one word I walked away with was simplify. Just simplify your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that we have so much more than we need.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk about today and over the course of this month, three things, pretty much a couple of things that we want you to think about when it comes to discarding and decluttering some of the things in your life.
Okay.
You're going to do one of two things. Either you're going to recycle, you're going to discard. That means you're going to throw them away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're going to recycle. You know, recycling is, you know, it's like recycling black dollars or recycling plastic or
mm-hmm.
recycling, where we want to get at least one or two uses. If it's something in your life, and we're talking about things on the outside today.
Okay.
So if there's something in your life, can you, and you don't believe that you have need of it anymore, can you recycle it by giving it to someone else who can still get more use, whether that be clothes, whether that's things? When I drove into the driveway today, I was thinking, look at all those monitors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking, I don't need them, but I'm also thinking, since I don't need them, other people don't need them. But what if one of our ladies' monitor just went out on her computer?
Okay.
Now she's going to buy a new one for a couple of $100s.
Mm-hmm.
And can I recycle? Yes, I can. But the next thing I want you to think about is upcycling.
Mm-hmm.
In upcycling, we're going to do three things this month. And so when you look around and you find all that inventory, it's in your face. You don't need to go hunting for it. Because this week we're going to focus on decluttering that makeup bag, decluttering that makeup drawer, decluttering something in your life around that area. And these are simple assignments over the course of the next 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to declutter our junk drawer. You know the kitchen drawer or maybe even the bathroom drawer, whatever that drawer is that collects everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a home. We're going to declutter that. Then we're going to work on decluttering your trunk.
That's
see, and some of us going to have a week off because we don't have anything in our trunk, okay? So you just raise your hands up in the air and wave them like you just don't care because you don't have anything to declutter that week. Or maybe you can find something else to declutter.
Mm-hmm.
But these are some things that when I think about them, just on the outside, they're with us every day.
Yeah.
We have to look at them every day. They're weighing us down. There's like, oh, Lord, if I have to go in that drawer one more time, if I have to open that makeup bag one more time, and you know you keep saying to yourself, oh, I need to throw this stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that makeup you've been having for 20 years you need to get rid of.
Oh, that is funny.
Now, you know I'm telling the truth. And then the other one is decluttering your vanity. You know, and what I'm talking about specifically there are if your vanity includes anything that has to do with healthcare products or any type of personal hygiene products.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Decluttering. You know you got some Suave in there from 10 years ago because you got it at the 99-cent store. You never used it. It's time to either what? Upcycle or recycle. And I said upcycle is sell it, give it, or trade it. Now, what we're going to encourage our members to do, Shauna, is go to the hookup.
Yes.
Because I'm going to go to the hookup today,
go
and
to
I'm going to put a couple of things on there that I want to either sell, give, or trade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got it, ladies?
Sell,
give, or trade. So the selling or giving or trading, it's like recycling and upcycling. You know, that we're going to what?
Sell,
give,
or
trade. Now, what's important to understand is there are some companies that can help us do this. Number one, in your neighborhood, you probably have some mailbox companies, packaging companies that may also do eBay stores for you, and they'll take a small portion of whatever you sell the product for. You may also have a consignment shop in your neighborhood, in your community.
Mm-hmm.
There are some that are high-end, some that are in, you know, it doesn't matter. If you have children, Plato's Closet is another place that you can take. If you like to buy quality clothing for your children and you can take it there, they will pay you on the spot.
Yes, they will.
For some of those items that you have that are in great condition, that are easily worn. So now what did we do? If we take them to Plato's, we've already what?
Sell
it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to go to a consignment shop, you might find a few things there that you may need, you know, that are quality products. So whether you give some of your items or you sell some of yours, then that could be considered a selling or trading, depending on how that might go. And the next one is give it. Do you know anyone who might need what you have?
Mm-hmm.
So what I have a couple of monitors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to put my monitors up there for either
on the hookup.
Sell it, give it, or what?
Trade it.
So if you want to trade it for something, you can put a note, trade it. If you want to give it, you can put a note, give it. We're going to create our own Craigslist. We're going to create our WANS list that will help us to upcycle or to recycle some of this clutter in our lives.
Mm.
And so, again, how do we recognize clutter? We recognize clutter, for instance, you know, why do we acquire all these things? That's really the question.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have all this? You know, I told you that my issue is books. You know, I don't like to collect a lot of things, you know, but I see this collection is growing. And it's not that I'm buying it. It's things people are giving me, and the collection is growing, but the clutter makes my head swim, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I look around, I'm thinking, okay, what's that over there? What's that over there? I got all these books. Oh, look at all them Bibles. You know, I put all of, for those women on the who are listening to us and who will listen to this in the future, we're going to eventually have all of my personal library books, all the books I have on my Google Books account,
mm-hmm.
which the women will be able to see, so they can either purchase them, you know, something like that, if they
mm-hmm.
want to purchase them, you know. So when I think about all this stuff, they might check them out or something. I'm still trying to figure out, because, you know, I don't trust these women. They might not give me my book back. Figure maybe if I just go and sell it, then we could be friends. You see what I'm saying? So when I think about it, I'm still working on that. So when we think about some of the things in our lives, in order to recognize that inventory, that's why I ask the question, why do we have all this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The idea was the stuff was supposed to give us an answer to something.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff was supposed to bring a solution in our lives. And so when we think about clothing, you know, when you bought the perfect dress, it was a perfect dress for what? A solution for
right.
a problem that you might have had. You no longer have that problem. You have not been able to get into that perfect dress for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is it time to let it go?
Mm-hmm.
Are you understand? So this is more than this, than us just saying, let's clean out our houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to invite those who are watching us via the internet, watching the live stream. If you are enjoying this show, I want you to choose us as a favorite. If you're also enjoying it, you have a Twitter account, you have a Facebook account, you can tweet about it, or you can join us in the chat room, because I want to talk to some people today, because I want to get to the bottom of what is this clutter, this all this stuff around, why do we have this stuff, and why can't we let it go?
Yes, that's the question. Why can't you let it go?
Why can't we sell it? Why can't we give it? Why can't we trade it? Why can't we upcycle, recycle, or do something?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that we have an answer to that question
mm-hmm.
in some regards, is that let's go back to why we have it.
Okay.
Why do I have all these books? Well, what it shows is that a couple of things. Either I collect books or I'm a prolific reader. Okay, that I love to read books, or maybe I was seeking out knowledge, I was seeking out information, I was seeking a solution. So I went into the bookstore and I bought a book at a time. I didn't buy all these books,
right.
Okay? I bought a book at a time, and now I have a collection of books that is now clutter in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't I let it go, Sean?
Tell me. Talk to me. Let me be the counselor today. Why can't you let it go, Coach Anna?
I am letting it go. You see what I'm doing? I'm trying. I mean, I'm trying to develop a system in which to let it go, because
yes.
I did come to this conclusion that I'm not buying any more books.
Mm-hmm.
I have an Amazon Kindle
mm-hmm.
because I don't like the clutter, number one,
mm-hmm.
but I love books.
Mm-hmm.
I love the feel of books.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really that great with Kindle either. You know what I mean?
I
mean, it's not, it don't feel the same. So I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. So it's still an issue, because I love books, and rather than buying a lot of clothes and stuff like that, my advice is of books and technology.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That always gets me in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to let it go, Shauna.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to let it go. No doubt in my mind, it's going out of here. I got to get rid of all this stuff. You know, I don't even like family pictures and stuff. It starts crowding up my space. You know what I'm saying? I know how they look. That's what's in my head, you know? You don't see a whole bunch of pictures. There go some pictures up in here. That's just because I feel guilty. I need to have a few.
Yes.
You know, people's like, what's wrong with Coach Anna? It's the clutter, people. It's the clutter. So who wants to join us today? We've got a few callers on the line. If you'd like to join us, I think you click the 1 button.
Yes.
You can click the 1 on your phone, and you can join us here on the call. If you're watching us via Ustream, You can chat with us in the Ustream area and give us your thoughts on why do we have so much clutter in our lives. Who can answer that question for me? You're going to be brilliant. So, Shauna, why you have clutter in your house?
You know what? I'm really pretty good with the clutter. Now, clutter for me is bringing things into one space. It may not be so much as the accumulation of a number of things, but it's pulling this from, like, pulling some books from my office and pulling some clothes from the closet and bringing it all into one space. That's the clutter for me.
Mm.
So for me, it's just having to put those things back into their rightful place.
Mm, but then, okay, that's a good way to, a nice
and
way to put
thing.
It.
And it's the same thing. It's because the solution, it solves a solution for me at that time.
Yes.
I need this book, but once I get the solution, once the solution is solved, that's it. I'm finished with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the next part is I don't complete the goal by putting it back.
Yes, because that is actually a key to decluttering.
Mm-hmm.
In order to declutter our lives, we first have to take an inventory of what's going on. We take a look around and we start to see all of this stuff. And what we really begin to recognize is exactly what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Things, we start off with a nice clear desk. We use it, but we don't what? We don't put it back in its proper place.
Mm-hmm.
There is a business principle called ground zero.
Okay.
And ground zero means that everything has a place.
Yeah.
When I say ground zero, that means that everything has a place on ground zero.
Mm-hmm.
Not on top of something else. If it doesn't have a place on ground zero, then wait a minute, we're already starting to clutter, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So if I have a desk and I have, you can take a diagram, actually. If you had your desk and you had a place, everything has a place. Like if you were creating an architectural design, the phone goes here, speakers go here, the pen holders go here, the mouse goes here. Now all of those are ground zero. You don't see the telephone on top of the mouse pad, on top of the dot, dot, dot. It doesn't keep going that way. It doesn't keep going that way. So what happens is ultimately we start building skyscrapers with the stuff in our lives. We just start piling things on top of each other, and we forget about ground zero, that everything has a place. So in order to declutter your life, the one thing that you're going to have to do is you're going to have to take a look around. Just look around. Take a inventory of what's going on in your space. Don't move anything. One of the things I like to help you with is just to look at what's in the space and just sit there and look. And as you observe, you'll notice that that doesn't go there. That doesn't go there. Oh, wow, I used that 3 weeks ago. Oh, I've been looking for that for months, and it's been sitting right in front of you. So what you want to do, the first thing is you want to take a look at all of that that's going on in the space and do it kind of like one room at a time. And then the next thing is you're going to sort, pretty much sort. We're going to either file it, we're going to put it in its proper place, or we're going to discard it. And filing, and I'm just speaking to my office, for instance, right now. But if you were in the kitchen, then you would perhaps, you're not filing it, but you're going to put it in its proper place, or you're going to discard it. So if we keep kind of those three things in mind, file it, put it in its proper place, or discard it. And in the discarding process, I don't want you to think just throw it in the trash. What I'm saying is, get it out of your space, get it out of your house by either recycling it or upcycling it. To recycle means that you're going to, can it be useful to someone else? Upcycling, we're going to do what? We're going to sell it, we're going to give it, or we're going to trade it. And so when you start thinking like that, start making a list of everything. You take a look around, make a list of all of those things that need to be put in place. Just make a list, and what you're going to find, if you'll go down that list and every time you finish something, just strike it out. You're going to be so very proud of yourself having achieved the fact that you are now decluttering. So the worst, now you know I didn't mention your closet. Well, I'm going to leave that big project to you, is to declutter that closet, to start throwing away some of this stuff. I know if you're like me, I've got stuff in my closet from 12, 15 years ago, okay? I don't know why. I'm never going to wear it again. In fact, I probably can't even get in it. But it's because I paid a lot of money for it, I felt, at the time. Perhaps it is attached to a particular emotional experience, or I like the color, or I have an incredible hope that one day I'm going to be able to wear this again. Now, I know I'm not talking to any of you when I'm talking about decluttering your closet, that you don't have these issues, that you're good, you've got it together. So I want to invite, I believe, Margie Stewart to the call to talk with us, and I just want to have this conversation about getting rid of this clutter in our lives. So, Margie, are you there?
Yes, I am, Coach.
Hey, how you doing today?
I am super great. It's an excellent topic. I just had to stop doing what I had to do so I can be on this topic.
you had to start to declutter some of the multitasking that you were doing, right?
That's right.
So talk to me a little bit about, you remember I asked that question, you know, why do we have so much clutter in our lives? And so do you have an answer for us? You got a solution for us?
Oh, I don't have an answer. I just want to just throw out, maybe could be for me why I have so much clutter is I was looking at like a lot of books. I have a lot of books, so many books. I just, as I go through, I said, well, maybe I can get rid of this book. Maybe I can take it to the resale shop. And then when I start looking at book, oh, I can remember such an emotional moment happened when I read that, and then I put it back. Then I don't, I keep attached to it. And I'm just asking, what do? I need to get rid of some of those books. But when I start going through and I just stop and I start going down memory lane, what such a profound moment had happened when I read that book and what it did for me, then I end up not doing anything with the book. So, I mean, that's, and then find myself keep putting more books on top of books on top of books, and my office is something.
I know, girl. I'm feeling the pain. I am feeling your pain. So when we think about this whole decluttering process, I gave you some tips just now about how important it is that when you're decluttering, when you look around and you see all that inventory, if we begin to think this way, okay, if we got so much inventory, remember, if we can come to an agreement that we are, why do we have so much stuff? That's the question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, why do we have so much stuff in our lives? Okay, my answer to the question is because the stuff wasn't stuff when we bought it.
That's right.
Something you needed.
Yeah, it collectively have become stuff because we don't have need of it anymore. Mm. And when we purchased it to what? Resolve or solve a need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, once it solved that need, how then can we begin to train ourselves, be at peace with ourselves, to release it when we no longer need it?
That's the key.
What are we afraid of, I wonder? I mean, I don't have the answers. I'm just kind of throwing out the questions here, you know, but I think that's a big part of it. Now, I could be wrong, but I feel like that's a big, big part, Margie.
That's
you're
right.
You're holding on. You know what? And Margie made a great point when she said, you know what? I can read it again.
Yeah.
And all of those files come back, that experience, that moment when I first had that aha moment.
Right.
You know, in your life, and it comes back to you when you read it again or when you read the title of that book. So now it's like, this is dear to me. I really don't want to let it go. It's a part of me now.
Well, when I think about it, like as I was sharing what I'm doing with my books, because, you know, I'm like, I love books. So I came up with a way to put them on Google Books and figure out where they are. So instead of having them surround me, I put them in boxes, identified where the book was. In fact, I went through the list today to see what books were there and to see which one I was going to give our Do It Girl of the Month.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up receiving Jesus Entrepreneur, our spiritual entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
Madonna Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
So she ended up, that was her, that's going to be her gift. But I was going through it and I was, You should have seen. I was like, well, boy, I don't want to do that. I don't want to give that book. Cause then I had another one. God is my CEO. I said, I'm not giving that one away. You know what I mean? Because I got all attached to the books, as you said, Margie. But then again, I'm saying, how do we solve the issue of putting this stuff in the right perspective?
Mm-hmm.
And the right perspective is it's now become stuff because we don't have a need for it.
Mm-hmm.
But before, it was something of value,
mm-hmm,
because we needed it in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand what you're saying, Margie, is how painful it is with the books, because it does always feel like we could pick up a book and go back and refer to it. Well, what's going to happen when I need that information and I don't have the book? And I gave my Jesus Entrepreneur book away. Am I going to have to buy another one? But no, maybe not. But at the same time, a part of this is just learning how to let go,
mm-hmm,
of some of the things in your life to make room for new things to come in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that, Margie?
Yes, indeed.
And so when you think about looking around your room and you're seeing all that stuff, can you pick three books you can give away? Or you can, you don't even have to give them away. Remember, what are we going to do? We're going to sell it, give it, or trade it.
Right.
How about that? How about, Margie, if I pick three books, you pick three books, and we post them on the hookup?
Okay.
Choose one to sell, choose one to give, and choose one to trade.
Okay, that's great.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Okay, when you going to do yours?
Mine has to be tomorrow at 12.
Tomorrow at 12? Okay. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's Friday. Or let's, how about we do this? Let's try to do it by Monday.
Okay.
By Monday before our 12 o'clock call, and then we can refer to it and help some of the others see what we're doing. And so you and I will be that example.
Okay.
I'm going to choose three of my books that I am going to what?
Trade it, sell it, or give it.
Okay, trade it, sell it, or give it. I'm not doing that. No, I'm just teasing. I was like, girl, I'm going to break down. I could feel the panic attack coming. But that's going to be good. I think we'll be okay, Margie. So that's where we'll start in decluttering our lives. And I want to remind those listeners who are joining us is that this week we are offering a challenge or putting a challenge out there about decluttering your makeup bag. So, Margie?
Yes, ma'am.
What's that makeup bag look like?
Oh, my. It just probably just needs taken and put it in the trash.
So when you think about it, you're not alone, sweetheart. I need to declutter my makeup bag.
Because
when I get tired of carrying one, I just take what I want out of one and then put it in a new bag and leave all these bags in the wake of my destruction. If that makes sense. I was like, ooh, I'm not carrying that. If one of my eyeshadows or something break and it's kind of messy, I don't want to deal with that no more. But I won't throw nothing away because in case I run out, I can go around the edges and put that on there. You know that's the truth, Margie. You know, so when you think about it, in decluttering those makeup bags, this is going to be a real, real challenge.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us have bought colors that don't even work for us, right? They're practically
mm-hmm.
new.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What can we do? Sell it, trade it, or give it away?
That's a hard one when it comes to the makeup.
Why?
Because you may be able to mix it with another color and use it.
Okay, what I'm hearing right now is just a bunch of excuses. Every time I throw out a suggestion about decluttering your life, somebody's got some big excuse. Something else we can do, some solution you want
to solve. I just said as it comes to the makeup.
Okay, well, what about the clothes? Oh, I guess you could recycle those in your own closet is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. What about the refrigerator?
Ooh.
Oh, I can't. You know what? That's the easiest one to declutter.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
When's the last time you threw away them condiments? That stuff that's in the door.
I don't keep condiments.
You don't
and
keep
on
salad
a
dressings?
Mm.
And every, no, you,
yeah,
don't
but
have,
it's you, mean
you don't
it's
have nothing in your door is what you're saying.
Yes, I do, but it's all
Margie.
I throw it out on a weekly basis.
Margie.
Yes, ma'am.
You know I'm going to go over there and pick up one of them.
You need the dressing.
If, as long as they're
you remember
as long
we was
they're good.
Wait a minute, we was fixing some Caesar salad for the woman act now.
Oh,
and somebody pulled up one of those Caesar salads out, and they say, Coach, now this was in 2009, and they say, Coach, the date on this salad is 2007.
Uh-uh.
I said, well, don't use it.
Right.
So this is what I'm talking about when it comes to decluttering your life. I mean, it's simple as that is.
Yeah.
You know, we are struggling with trying to manage this process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what are we going to do? So, Margie, I want to thank you for sharing with us and joining us on the show today. So keep listening, girl, and if you got anything else, you can just let me know, and I'll invite you back to the show.
Thank you.
All right. You are listening to Coach Anna McCoy. I have one of our callers in the 469 area code, and I want to invite you to the show, 469-337. Are you there?
Hi, Coach Anna. This is Tina Jones. I wanted to give a tip that helped me.
Okay, girl. Please help us.
Okay, it might cost a little bit, but I actually had an image consultant come in, and she removed things from my closet.
Oh.
And having that...
Oh,
it is so... it is so different to have someone else come throw it out for you.
Yes, it is very different. In fact, I have had the help of Shauna starting to try to throw my stuff away. And I went and looked at her. I said, is she crazy?
She was.
She don't know what this here shirt means to me. She had about, Coach, well, I never seen you wear that. I said, I had this on last week. Well, you probably shouldn't, Coach. You shouldn't have had that on last week. One of my favorite shirts, her and her sister Tina, Trina got a hold too. I said, what is wrong with y'all? This is one of my favorite shirts. You do not throw this is my lucky shirt.
And that's why you have someone else do it, because you will cling to it, and it was just, she had no connection to my closet. So it was easy for her to say, this is not going to look good on you, and this is dated, and why are you keeping this?
It's not going to work. It's not. I mean, that's going to work.
Girl. That's good, Tina. That's good. Sing it. Sing it to the rooftop.
But I did
take
some stuff out of my closet, but certainly not enough because my closet still is overflowing. I can't never. Okay, here's a great, great clue for you. She knows what I'm saying. Here's a great clue for you when it comes to inventory in your closet. If you can never empty your laundry baskets after you fold your clothes, you got a real problem. Okay, I got a problem because, you know what,
yes.
My laundry baskets are now as big as my closet is, okay? My closet is almost as big as some people's houses, okay? But I don't have enough room to put my stuff, and so I just use them three laundry bags as drawers. You know
okay,
saying?
I'm
a... And every time the lady comes who helps me, and she helps us here restoring our home, she always say things, well... You have clothes in the laundry basket. I folded them 3 weeks ago.
Right.
I said, well, I hadn't gotten to them yet, but they're going to be all right. Just leave them in that basket. When I need them, I'm going to go in that drawer and pull them out. She said, would you like me to get some more laundry baskets? So when you think about it, when you think about this inventory, oh, my God, it is wearing us out. I mean, come on. Tina, tell me this. When you got junk around, especially on your desk and stuff, and mail.
I'm looking at it right now. Yes, it is. It's ridiculous.
Okay, talk to me for real about the emotional impact it's making on you right now. Just look at it, Tina. Look at it.
Okay, you're gonna. Yes, I see it. You know why? Because now it feels like I don't even know where to start. Because I'm running from meeting to meeting, so whenever I have a handout from that meeting, I'm just putting it down, getting the next thing I need for the meeting. So at the end of the day, I have all this here from the different meetings, and it's all consuming. It is.
It's just scary. It's just nasty, scary,
just
crazy.
But what's so interesting is I feel like I'm very organized and I follow up and I get things done, but it sometimes has a sense of where do I start when I sit down.
Well, think about this, too, is that's why I said if you just sit down and you look around your office or look around your bedroom, and you'll see that you used those things 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
And also someone told me a tip to, like you said, file it and only pull out the one thing you're working on for that time. Don't have other things out. Just pull out what you're going to focus on right then and have everything up in files or in a drawer. So
yes.
I'm trying to do that too.
Well, that is, you know, I envy people who can do that. I really,
yeah.
really do. Who can work on, who can pull out, who
one
are that organized and can pull out one thing at a time. But I'm looking at a year in the now. It's staring me in the face. It's like it's got eyes. You know what I mean? It's just right there where I left off this morning. You know what I mean? It's just.
Yes.
I was so bad today, y'all, okay? I just didn't even mess with my desk today. I just moved my table closer to my computer monitor so that I didn't have to even deal with the desk because the table was clean. You hear what I'm saying? These
yes.
are the kind of creative things we do to live around clutter.
Right.
Okay, so that I could think again. So I needed some space where I could see a table or some boards or something.
Right.
And so
but
I
you know what's interesting is my house is very neat and put together. At work, I don't get it. My husband would just crack up if he saw my desk at work.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm. You know what,
so
Tina,
I'm different in different places.
You know what, Tina? I got an idea while you and Coach were talking.
Okay.
You said you don't know where to start?
Yes.
Now, this may be hard to do, but do you have some sticky notes?
Oh,
I
Lord.
Do.
And it's, no, but just listen.
Okay.
What if you took a sticky note and said declutter number one and stuck that in an area that needs to be cluttered, decluttered, and then declutter number two and then stick that in the next area, declutter number three, and you start working it like stations?
I could do that, especially those three categories Coach Anna just mentioned. Either I'm going to discard it, keep it, or file it. So
there you go.
I could do that.
That's good.
I could do that. Thank you.
I'm glad you stopped at three.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
Here's the thing is that you have to figure out how many stickies you want to put, but you got to get to them in that order, one, two, three. So you may have to prioritize, like if the mail is really important, then that's sticky number one. You need to go through that, and then you schedule it in your day. Set aside the time
right.
where you can start doing that.
Well, think about
it. And I can use that also with the tool that Coach Anna provided with the flow chart
yes.
in those areas. So I can use that also.
Mm. Boy, that's good. Yeah,
with the priorities. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because when you think about this, there's always, we got to think about the consequences of clutter in your life.
Mm-hmm.
The consequences
right.
of clutter is loss of income, loss of money. You know that?
Oh, yes, that's true.
For instance,
true.
I'm always finding money and checks and all kind of stuff because it's in the mail I hadn't gotten to.
Right. Oh, no.
It's under a stack of paper. It's in some clothes I forgot about last season. And, you know, I started making it a habit because it feels so good to find $20 in your pants or in your jacket. You know what I'm saying? So it became a part of my system. But it's true. When you think about this, it's really crazy. But I think in the back of our mind, you know, we say that there's a method to the madness. And when
yes.
I say it costs you money, for instance, by not being able to find a bill or an invoice, you can't pay it on time, so therefore you're going to pay a penalty if it's late. What are some
right.
of the other things that clutter will cause in your life? You know, when you think about it, whether it's clutter in the bathroom, you buy too many
mm-hmm.
products. Let's think about it. I mean, go. How many shampoo bottles do you need? You know,
that's
because it gets stuck, pushed back, or deodorant, or all of these different hygiene products that we think we don't have, and then you look up and you got two or three of them. Because of the clutter in our lives, we start to, we end up purchasing more, we end up wasting more, so it's costing us something to have this clutter. So, Ms. Tina, you got any more tips you want to share with us?
No, that's it. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Well, you're very welcome, and thank you for joining us. And I'm going to welcome 214-661 to the show.
Hi, Coach Anna.
Hey, Juanita. I thought that was you, but I couldn't remember the number, the complete number. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Just energized and focused.
So let's talk about
I got on pretty late. I got on like by 1:30, and I was listening in to you guys. And I have a tip.
Yes.
And my tip that I want to share is for you for y'all just to take a day out y'all schedule and shut down. And shut down means if you have to turn your phone off to really declutter whatever you need to get in order and straighten up. And once you straighten up and once you get things in order, my suggestion is what she just said, pull one thing out at a time, and when you get through with it, put it back where it's supposed to go.
Right, here she is.
Like it's simple.
The Lord of the Flies has come and told us what to do.
That's
here.
Right, and with such compassion.
And conviction and authority, I might add. Put it back, don't you sound, put it back
where it's supposed to go.
Go. Dude,
put it back where it's supposed to go.
That's right.
Oh, that is hilarious, girl.
I mean, that's what I do because I know, me personally, I can't really function or operate when things and paperwork and all that type of stuff is around me. That's just a part I can't misfunction. I can't operate. I can't do nothing. So I just shut down. I turn my phone off and take a day out or however long I may need to really straighten up and get things in order.
So, boy, we really appreciate that, and I think you're right, Juanita.
It's not that easy for y'all.
No, that's not that easy, but we going to try it. We definitely going to take a minute to try it, but it seems like we got so much clutter. I know what we're going to do. We're going to put a bunch of sticky notes everywhere, and then we're going to shut down everything, and we're going to start removing sticky notes because then that's going to be a bunch of stuff, you know, and we won't be able to do anything because all of these sticky notes everywhere, and it's going to cause our minds to go crazy because we're going to feel so cluttered with all the stuff, but we're going to try to get our stuff done in some kind of way,
you can do it.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
I want to share a couple of things with you from Oprah had in O Magazine. I don't know if you saw last month, the month of March. She had declutter, it's time to simplify things, and she decluttered her closet. And some of the things that are really funny, so I'm going to put you just on mute for a second here, Juanita, so that we won't have any background noise. But thank you for joining.
Okay.
But anyway, she talked about some of the things that she had to give away. And we talked earlier about that perfect dress. Well, she had a dress that she wore. She said, I wore this to the 1994 Emmy Awards. I've never looked or felt better. I was fit and strong both inside and out. For a long time, I wanted to be buried in this. But now I'm thinking about being cremated, and I don't want to waste the gorgeous fabric. Okay, people. So here we have Oprah, mm-hmm. who's holding on to some of her stuff. She's got all sorts of, many of you might have seen her when she sang with Tina Turner on her show when she had that little jumpsuit with the leather pants mm-hmm. and the black. She says, I chose a jumpsuit to sing with Tina Turner in 97. I didn't want to show my legs. You cannot have your legs being compared with Tina Turner's. My knees were knocking as I walked down the stairs to the stage, and I thought, it's true, people's knees really do knock, but I'm getting rid of this one too. So when we think about this and think about some of the things, and what Oprah did, she did an auction mm-hmm. of all of the stuff that she wanted to declutter in her closet, and she started giving those things away. She had a very short auction, by the way, because hers didn't last very long. But in the magazine, they also share 10 habits of highly organized people. Now, that's an interesting perspective of decluttering, because when we think of decluttering, we're thinking about we need to declutter and get rid of this mess. Mm-hmm. But here's the opposite side. It's practicing what the habits of highly organized people do.
Mm-hmm.
See, these are habits in their lives, and they will practice until it's perfect, and they do it right every time. We
mm-hmm.
practice just to kind of get it done
mm-hmm.
once, you know, but they want to create that consistency. So one of the first things that they shared was walk away from bargains. Now, you know what? I said, how we get all this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things is walk away from bargains. Just because you can buy a cashmere sweater for $20 or three bottles of ketchup for the price of one doesn't mean you should. Ask, do I have something similar, and where am I going to store it?
Mm-hmm.
Before making a purchase, advises mm-hmm. New York professional organizer Julie Morgenstern, author of Shed Your Stuff, Change Your Life.
Hmm.
Number two is make peace with imperfection. Efficient people give A-level effort to the most important projects, say work assignments or a kitchen redesign, mm-hmm. and for the rest, they do just enough to get the job done.
Hmm.
Now, that's an interesting perspective when it comes to efficient people,
mm-hmm.
that we're going to focus, keep the main thing the main thing, and what we talked about with our prioritization of organizing things, and we were really looking at tasks, but that could go on in any other area
mm-hmm.
that you're working on. So it says here, and for the rest, they do just enough to get the job done, says Renee Rinaldi, doctor of psychology, who specializes in hoarding disorders. Now, mm-hmm. you know you don't want to be called a hoarder, do you? If you hadn't seen that show, you want to check it out. You can look up hoarders on the Internet, and I'm pretty sure on YouTube, and you'll see some of that. This is no kind of stuff. We think we flying high with the stuff
yeah,
we have
I
compared
to
hoarders.
I used to live up the road from a hoarder. It was pretty terrible.
Yes, it is, and I mean, it's really bad when they start moving out in the yard.
Yeah.
I mean, hoarders have some nice yards, and then you don't know what's in that house. And so maybe you give yourself permission to bring store-bought cookies to a school bake sale or donate a bag of stuff unsorted to Goodwill. Trying to do every task perfectly is the easiest way to get bogged down. Now, that's that whole idea of I don't know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
Just start, honey. Just pick up something. Pick up a piece of paper. Just start somewhere. Don't have to have no real system. Just put some sticky notes on it, and then pick it up. You'll feel like you're starting something. You know what I'm saying? So, number three, never label anything miscellaneous. That's good.
Yes.
That means miscellaneous. We don't even know what that means. What does miscellaneous mean?
We don't know where it goes.
Miscellaneous. Just leave it over there is what mm-hmm. it means. It says you put a bunch of things into a file or box and write this catch-all across the front, but within a week you've forgotten what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, mm-hmm. sort items into specific groups, electric bills, light bulbs, and so on. I'm going to ask you how many of you unpacked that miscellaneous box. When you moved the last time, said miscellaneous. Oh, well, we don't really need that. I hadn't been in that box in 6 years. Just throw it in the trash.
Wow.
Boy, but if you did that, you'd be like, oh, this is where this
right.
was. Like you've been looking for it for
mm-hmm.
6 years. You ain't been looking for it.
Just in the back of the mind.
Number four, schedule. Now, I know this is going to touch a few people because we're just trying to talk about this like this is something special in renewing
right.
your mind and renewing
right.
your spirit, renewing your presence and your physical sense. But guess what? Highly organized people, these are the habits of highly organized. So
okay.
I could not be classified as a highly organized individual.
That's okay.
Based on some of the things I'm walking away with today. But number four is schedule regular decluttering sessions rather than wait until an industrious mood strikes. Oh, that's like writing a book. Waiting to be inspired to write a book. You know what? You cannot wait to declutter to be inspired when the mood strikes, an industrious mood. That's what happens to me all the time, so I am definitely not a highly organized individual. Having a decluttering routine is really the best way to overcome decluttering things in your life. Whether it's spending 15 minutes, ooh, there's that 15 minutes to destiny, sorting mail after work, or tackling a new project every Sunday afternoon.
Hmm.
Ooh. Hmm. I never really thought about 15 minutes to destiny as it relates to decluttering my life.
Hmm.
And how much more peace might that give me? Well, let's think about number five. Stick with what works. I have clients who will try every line of makeup, every cell phone. It's exhausting. Dorothy Behringer, president of the Delphi Center for Organization. Don't waste time and money obsessively seeking out the best thing, Anna. Sounds like electronics to me. But I did make a commitment. You would be so very proud of me because I tried. And I did not buy the first generation iPhone. I did not buy the first second generation iPhone. I bought the third generation iPhone, and that is a huge success for me. So not to worry about April 3rd. April 3rd, the iPad is coming out.
Oh, you.
That's the big iPhone. It's really an iPhone, but it's a big iTouch. But I said I'm not buying the first generation, and that's how I'm going to discipline myself. I'm going to wait till the second generation or the third generation come out, If something else isn't out by then, I'll probably break down. But I'm just letting you ladies know, I'm just not going to fall for it. Number six, create a dump zone. Find a space to corral all the stuff that you don't have time to put away the moment you step in the door. Once you're ready to get organized, you won't have to hunt all over the house for the dry cleaning or your child's field trip permission slip. That's going to be dangerous for some people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just create a dump zone. If you have to take things upstairs, it's really important, too, that you put them on the steps. But for some people, you can't get up the steps because
mm-hmm.
they got so much stuff at the bottom of the steps that need to go
mm-hmm.
up the steps.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find out what really works for you. Number seven, I love number seven. Number seven is ask for help. When I get to the place where I really feel overwhelmed in my closet and in my office, I send out an SOS to my dear friend, Trina Jeter. She's got the patience to deal with this. Some things I just can't deal with. And I said, Shauna, can you please find Trina and tell her I need some help over here? Because this is about to kill me. The organized person is willing to expose herself to short-term embarrassment and call for backup. That would be me. I finally see myself in this, which is to say that elaborate four-course dinner you plan, change it to a potluck. I'd be doing that to Shauna, y'all. Shauna be trying to do all this. I say, girl, you better change that to a potluck in so many words.
It's true.
She be trying to be Miss Org. No, I got this. And it'd be 6:30, people walking in the door, and we ain't got no food cooked because she trying to put some whipped cream on a single dessert. Do you hear what I'm saying? Number eight, separate emotions from possessions. Now, you know we have talked about that. We only have a few minutes remaining, but separate those emotions from possessions. It's healthy to be attached to certain items,
mm-hmm.
like a vase you picked up in Paris. Well, we know many of us don't have any vases we picked up in Paris,
mm-hmm.
but maybe you got yours down in Arlington. maybe. Over there, you went to Fort Worth for the first time in your life because you live in Dallas. Or for you, your Paris might be New York. So we want you to keep some of your stuff. Or maybe it's your grandma's pearls and you just can't give up.
Right.
You just can't give them away. But holy concert tees or cheap scuffed earrings your husband gave you years ago, please, just let them go. Some things I can't even, tell the truth. Ooh, that's another drawer we need to clean out, and that's the jewelry drawer. The jewelry closet. Some of y'all got jewelry chesters or armoires.
Yes.
Whatever you call them. And you don't have a one earring, so perhaps you need to get that envelope that says, we pay for gold if it's real.
And send it to
them. If it's not real, throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
Just get rid of it. Or you know what? Better what? Find a man who's got one earring and you could what?
Give it to him.
Give it, sell it, or trade it. So you make that choice. Number nine, foresee and avoid problems. You wouldn't leave the house on a gray day without an umbrella, right? Well, people who appear to sail through life unruffled apply this thinking to every scenario, says Behringer. Have a cabinet packed with leaning towers of Tupperware. Do you have mine? Don't lean. I can't find no Tupperware. Organized folks will take a few short circuits. An avalanche before it happens.
Mm, that's good.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They're trying to say, be proactive with some of this mess you
mm-hmm,
got.
Mm-hmm.
Rearranging that cupboard now is easier than chasing after wayward lids as they scatter underneath the fridge. Oh, they got some new things out.
What?
Did y'all see that stuff on TV?
Mm-mm.
It's the ones they all collapse.
Yes, the hangers, the hangers.
No, I was talking about the Tupperware.
The hangers.
Anyway, when you get rid of all that Tupperware and all of those, how many of y'all got them Glade plastic things? You know, they was real cheap at the store, three or four of them come in there.
Yeah, but I can't find the top.
We can't never find the top. And number 10, know where to donate, honey. It's easier to part with belongings if they're going to a good home. Identify a neighbor's son who fits into your child's outgrown clothes or choose a favorite charity. Last thing we're going to leave you with is basically those three things. We're going to sell it, give it, or trade it. We want you to go to Woman Act now, to the member area, to the link that says the hookup. We want you to choose three things you're going to give, sell, or trade and put them on the website. You might be surprised. You might make you $5. Don't be trying to make them too expensive, though. You know what I'm saying? So, but we're going to declutter our lives and all month talk about this subject of renewal. So be blessed and have a tremendous week. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye. Bye.